Yesterday, on Tuesday the 21st of February 2012, I was lucky enough to be asked to film the events at the Blind Veterans UK Centre in Llandudno. The new name and branding for the charity were being celebrated by the spectacular arrival of a Sea King helicopter to deliver the new flag, which was to be raised on the flagpole by Billy Baxter. I was able to get a short interview with Billy, who's a rehabilitation and training support worker at the centre, and also with Andrew Jones, the Director of Fundraising and Communications for the charity. Here's what they had to say.
Blind Veterans helps to give an independent life to blinded ex-servicemen and women. They give them care and support for life. What we've got prepared here at the centre today is the relaunch and rebranding of a new name. It's a historical day in the fact that St Dunstan's, as from today, is now no longer our main name. Our name now is Blind Veterans UK. And to launch that into the world in general, and to let the local public and the people know of this change, we have arranged with the help and coordination of the Royal Air Force RAF Valley to fly a Sea King helicopter in, where the member of the crew, the winchman, will come down with the new colours for Blind Veterans UK, present them to the centre, where they'll be hoisted on the flagpole.
About 2 years ago, we were getting a lot of evidence that St Dunstan's was not a name that people were recognising, and if they did know it, they didn't know really what it stood for. Through a lot of research, a lot of focus groups, and talking to our beneficiaries and our staff and our volunteers and our supporters, we needed a clearer name, a name that that delivered to people very succinctly what we were about and what we do. And we did this for two reasons. One is to attract new beneficiaries, new members to this organisation, and also to find new supporters in a younger generation who can keep on funding this organisation for the years to come. The new logo is based on the Union Jack. It uses the red, white and blue. It associates us with our military heritage, and also it's bold and distinctive and modern.
I'm particularly pleased with the new name Blind Veterans UK, because the general public will immediately associate our organisation and charity with what we actually do. We give lifelong support to blind veterans.
We would like the general public and our supporters to search, if they know any people who've been in the armed forces, it may be a father, an uncle, a member of their community who is losing their sight, to get in contact with us, because we are an organisation that is reaching out to help people. This afternoon we have an air sea rescue helicopter landing on the grounds, but at our other centres in Sheffield we have the bomb disposal team from Catterick, who are unveiling the logo by using a bomb disposal robot. And at our centre in Ovingdean, we have Royal Marines abseiling down the front of the building, unveiling the building signs. Yes, we currently help 3,000 blind veterans and their dependents and their wives and spouses. But there are many more out there, an estimated 50,000 blind veterans in the UK today. And we need to help many more people, and in the years to come, that is our aim and our mission.